So what is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Not Your Final Destination. I am your gracious host, Felix Diaz. But before we get started, this episode is sponsored by ByTheBaySoap.com. If you're looking for a more natural way to bathe, there's no better soap than By The Bay Soap. Head over to www.ByTheBaySoap.com and see what all the hype is about. It's time to make the switch to organic soap. So what's going on, guys? My name is Felix Diaz. It's been a minute since I've posted a podcast. First, I hope you and your family are doing extremely well. Hope that everyone is safe and that you are practicing good habits with washing your hands, hand sanitizer, as we continue to experience this pandemic of the coronavirus. So this episode, I've been thinking about it for quite some time. I thought about recording it a couple weeks ago, but I just didn't find the time because I just wasn't in the right mental space to record the episode. So that's why I'm recording it right now. So the title of the episode, if you clicked on it, is Life After Dropshipping. So what I did for a really long time was I bought master classes. I created my own master class. I tried different techniques that I saw online for drop shipping. And for me, it worked for a little bit. But then at the same time, I saw that I was losing a lot of profit, depending on what sites you were posting on, whether it was eBay or whether it was, OfferUp. Or there was a lot of ways that I drop shipped. And coming from, creating brands, like that's what I did, and creating, profit for myself, I try to mark everything where, shipping is included in the price of my profit. So I wanted to get some kind of profit in shipping. Well, what I started noticing that when I stopped drop shipping and focusing on let me figure out how many products I can come up with and decide what I was gonna, focus my time on. Like, was it gonna be, whether it was bath bombs, whether it was this, whether it was that. Like, I had to find a specific niche, and I just couldn't find that one niche. Also, there was a lot of people that were talking about,
there was a truck turning, so I'm in the car, so you know that it was time for a podcast. So
whenever I was trying to find a niche or a product, I had some really good ones. Like the bath bombs were a great product. I sold a ton of them. For me, I'm more of a, soap kind of person. So I wanted to look for things that were soap related until I decided that I wanted to try to make my own. And then that opened up another door, which I'll talk more about. And that was the sponsor of this video. So I'm sponsoring this, the sponsor of this podcast, thinking like I'm recording. So life after dropshipping. So what happens next is this, is that I started to, take all the things that I learned from dropshipping, but implementing it into a online business, and things just took off. So certain items that I couldn't make or get, I would dropship, but then physical items, I would ship them myself. So what does this have to do with dropshipping? I think that if you want to invest the time in marketing and hiring people to boost your posts, and like that's all great and dandy, but if you're looking to make a business that's going to bring you quite a bit of money, whether it's $300 a month extra, I mean, that could probably be huge for some people right now, $200 extra a month. I started By The Bay Soaps in 2017. I did it for a little bit. It originated as a dropshipping business, and it turned it into an online business, period. Like, there is no dropshipping on that website anymore. But when I first started it, it was, I was dropshipping bamboo toothbrushes. I was dropshipping the bath bombs. I was dropshipping the charcoal toothpaste, like all those things were. But the thing that I started to notice is every supplier would take weeks upon weeks to deliver the product to my customers. No matter how many times I would email that, the wholesaler, I would always get back bad reviews, or people wouldn't come back and order. So I had to take matters into my own hand, create a couple bars of soap. Then I posted those, and that's what took off. So I took away the drop shipping aspect of it. And I will say that I relaunched the brand in January. Right now, going into
the month of, I don't even know what day it is right now. I know it's Friday, but I don't know, May. I would say that right now from January to May, I've seen close to $5,000 from just a regular soap business, no drop shipping. So what I wanted to really talk about this, like life after drop shipping, is that you got to find a niche that, now I don't want to say that you're passionate about, but that you enjoy. Like, you know, if it's something with technology, or if it's health and beauty, or if it's health and fitness, you know, find something that, you're going to really truly enjoy selling and advertising to your own community of followers and friends. So for me, the soaps is, you know, not only beneficial for myself, but right now in this time of crisis, you know, people need soap and people need it. And this is way before I knew this was going to happen, like the pandemic and coronavirus and stuff like that. I didn't know any of this was going to happen, but I'm glad that soap was something that I picked for my product, you know, an online business, and I've had much success with it. And I just want someone that is out there thinking about starting a business, or that is getting discouraged, or that is not sure what, you know, what they want to do here. Look online, look at items that you're passionate about. So like if it's computer gaming, or if it's, you know, gaming, like as far as like console gaming, man, you can create an online store and sell, you know, refurbished systems. Like, be your own GameStop, you know, like not trading in games, but selling in consoles, and, you know, create a nice little logo on Fiverr. And, you know, and these are things that I think about all the time. It's like, man, like you can really make money online from your smartphone off a Big Cartel website or off of Shopify. You know, for me, if you're a small store, you know, you can find a product, five products that you want to sell. Or if you're buying third party and you decide you wanted to sell, you know, gaming consoles or computer parts, you put those five parts and go to Big Cartel, you create your account, and you account, you add a Stripe account, boom, you're in business. Now you have your own computer store or shop online that people can come up to, that you can share on social media, on Instagram, on your Linktree, Twitter, and you can start making income. So little things that you might have sitting around in your computer desk or in your closet, or games that you don't play anymore, you can create a library of these items and share them. Someone that, you know, didn't have that game might want that game, or someone that can't afford a, you know, $400 or a $700 PC, but you have a $300 PC that you're looking to get rid of, so you can get more parts and start your business to create that residual income. And on top of that, they will, you know, once you start funding a little bit more of your stuff, you could buy yourself an even better computer, or even a PlayStation 5 or whatever it is. But right now, I think that we are not taking the time that we need to really focus on building your online business. If you need help, follow me at The Felix Diaz. I'll be more than happy to help you get started, help you find a creator that can, you know, get you a logo, whatever it is, you know. Reach out to me. Let's make this happen. Also, remember that the first step is the hardest step. Once you take that first step, anything is possible. I'm going to try to do two podcasts a week if I'm able. But again, I hope your family is doing well and are being safe during this time. And remember that this episode is sponsored by buythebasesoap.com. Make sure to check them out. And if I have to give a recommendation, the citrus lavender is the way to go. But without further ado, enjoy the rest of your day and make sure to make today great. See you guys in the next one.